This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Say hello to Ty Bollinger. We have yet to be censored here. As far as we know, Ty has been speaking out for a lot of years now, reaching out beyond the reach of the mainstream globalist pharmaceutical conflicted media and getting a message that is landing to the people as he goes around the world and are going, we hear you, we hear you. But there's some people out there, Ty, that don't want us to speak out. And they've censored Alex Jones. They've censored a lot of conservatives, but even those that, you know, as we speak about natural cures, whether it be for cancer or other things, or those that have views about vaccines that are contrary to the CDC with conflicts of interest that they have. What are we going to do to continue to do an end around those bad guys?
I think we have to, by the way, hello, RSB. Good to be on the show again.
Yes, TMB.
I think the end around is we continue what we're doing. You talk about it on the air. You spread the truth. You continue to engage in freedom of speech and let people know that they've been snookered. And what we're doing, what you're doing, has worked over the last several years. I mean, I know you've seen it. You've been doing this a lot longer than I have, but I've seen it. Charlene's seen it in the last decade. We've seen a huge shift in consciousness. And I know you're aware of it, too. So let's keep doing what we're doing, because I think we're beginning to win.
Yeah, I think the evidence of winning sometimes is the opposition that you fly headlong into. I mean, we don't intend to. It's not my goal and role to go, hey, I want to attack and hurt people. But there are people that apparently are willing to try or attempt or threaten to do those things to our friends, for instance, that are stepping out and saying the things that are not approved. Right. Unofficial stories, official stories. Right. And so we are winning by evidence of the fact of at this point, the political left, I call them the religious left, calling for censorship of any views that they don't agree with, which is an irony because the old left, the true liberal, if you will, classical liberal, would be embracing of First Amendment protections because it was about the protection of speech that wasn't popular. That's why the First Amendment was written, not for the approved official stories.
Yeah, and here's what's interesting, Robert, is that I think the crux, the fabric of our society really revolves around the First Amendment, the freedom of speech, the freedom to engage in nonviolent speech, right? So here's what's interesting. We see so many conservative people over the last couple of years have been censored. People go to speak at universities and they're not allowed to go to speak. You know who I'm talking about. There's several, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the people that protest them come and they burn cars down and throw rocks through windows and vandalize property and are creating all kinds of havoc. They're the violent ones. But while protesting the freedom to speak peacefully without hurting anyone, it's almost like that the argument has devolved into caveman days where you can't communicate. You're just going to go throw a rock on someone's head.
Oh, man. Well, listen, if you can't get your way when you're a baby or let's say a kid, a two-year-old, there is a point in time where you don't know better and you just lash out. You'll grab something. You'll hit something. And, of course, part of our role as parents with kids is to say, you know what, you don't do that, right? They learn from us that that's not appropriate. The question is, what happened to the political left that they have not learned that lesson? Now, I have argued, and Super Don, you know, kind of tempers me. He says, you can't really. I think a lot of the vaccine damage and injury has altered the ability of those growing up, young people who are naturally inclined to be, quote unquote, liberal. I think that a lot of times that happens, to just kind of lose sight of appropriateness in terms of interactivity. And the fact that defense of freedom of speech is a value that is an idealistic value, an American value, rather than one that would call for censorship or violently try to put down anybody that has a view different than yours.
Yeah. And Robert, I think you may be right. You know, maybe many of the protesters, and they literally may be vaccine damaged. I did an interview with Mike Adams a couple years ago for the Global Quest, which, by the way, we are re-releasing the Global Quest in October. So get signed up to watch that for free. But I did an interview with Mike Adams about that very thing, and he said it's very likely that many of the people that we're fighting against, Big Pharma, maybe even some of the medical doctors, have been damaged, brain damaged, by vaccines and fluoride. And that may be why some of them act the way they do. And he was being quite serious. It sounds like that would be something you'd say when you're sarcastic, but he was dead serious. He said, I think they really might be brain damaged from all of the different heavy metals.
Yeah, and this is not a new concept either. I mean, if you go back into the 1970s, you find books written by Harris Coulter, and you talk about vaccine violence. DBT is shot in the dark. The violent act of holding down a child and injecting them with toxic poisons. Now, they might not have a conscious understanding of that, but the mere act of penetrating their skin with a sharp object, how do they perceive that? How does a baby perceive that? How does a child perceive that? Although you take them to these doctors, and the parents sometimes help the doctors or nurses hold them down. What is the perception of that child growing up, that violence is an acceptable way of life? Not the least of which, of course, is the damage that occurs that's different than just if you got hit once and were bruised. You're talking about an internal injury due to toxins and heavy metals that doesn't just fade away after the bruise is reabsorbed.
Yeah, you're right. And, you know, that's exactly what Mike Adams refers to as gunpoint medicine. We are in a country that uses gunpoint medicine. There may not be a literal gun to your head, but people are forced to do treatments against their will. Children are forced vaccinated, it really is the equivalent of gunpoint medicine, whether there's a literal gun at someone's head or not.
Mm-hmm. So how do we push back on it? One of the things you said is keep speaking out. And I've said it. This is not a time to be silent. Now, I'm not asking people to go into an alley full of hostile people to your views and start telling them what you think. That's just not smart. But there's a lot of times where you're in a situation where in the past you might have stayed quiet, that you have gotten a gentle nudge from spirit or however you perceive God speaks to you to say you need to talk to this person. They need to know what you know. They need to hear a message from you. And rather than being so reluctant as you might have been because you were afraid, now is not the time to cower in fear. We've got to communicate. And I want to say this, with the Global Quest reemerging in October, the re-release, you may have seen it. Maybe you would have some friends or family members that have seen it, but there are more people that have not. And I'm going to ask you, share it. Find a way to get those people now. They're going to be more open to it than they ever were. A few years back, you might have tried. They might have said no. Now, they're going to be more open than ever. So I want you to think outside the box, right, that we do here. All the people that said, I'm not interested, go back and approach them about the re-release of a Global Quest. They'll be able to watch it for free. We'll have the links here at robertscottbell.com and elsewhere, wherever you get them. We want you to go out there and communicate it and share it. And this is how you non-violently out-create those that are scared of this kind of information, because it's quite empowering and it upsets the power structure that enslaves most people.
Yeah, absolutely, Robert. Thank you for that. I agree. There's a quote, it's either by Jefferson or Franklin, or it may be somebody else, but it's usually attributed to them too, and it's something to the effect that all it takes for evil to win is for good men to do nothing. So don't be one of those men or women that does nothing. Go out and share. Go out and continue speaking the truth, because that's the way we win.
Super Don, I want to bring you in on this too, because on this issue of left-right Hegelian dialectic, you've been in talk radio for many years as well, and you see that the most successful prominent talk radio hosts have been in the conservative and/or libertarian realm. The liberal hosts have just had a hard time, and I think they're very angry about that. That's part of it, in the sense that, my gosh, how come these people are succeeding? We don't have any of our hosts that are really getting to that level. So what do? They scream, cry, rant, rave. What do you see in that regard?
Yeah, I mean, that's the way it's been for a long time. They tried. You remember years ago, they tried, what was it? It was a network called Air America, I think it
was. That's right, yes, the leftist network. They tried to
counter
Rush Limbaugh.
They tried.
Yeah.
But it just failed miserably. You've got your holdouts here and there that have managed to, you know, get a show and keep it. But for large, I mean, just the majority of all media, really.
Yeah.
With the exception of, you know, MSNBC, you know, when it comes to TV, yeah, has managed to stick around. They've actually done really good, you know, especially after Trump got elected, because all of the numbnut Trump haters needed a place to go, right? Where they could watch some hate. But, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And the power of General Electric and Big Pharma, of course, facilitates MSNBC, but it's true of a lot of the networks at that level. And, you know, their reach is basically drug-fueled.
It is. And you know, Don just mentioned Air America. I remember that. I don't remember how many years ago it was, but, like, I think the flagship show was, like, Al Franken and Janine Garofalo or something on Air America. It was terrible. Oh, it was horrible. I mean, you can imagine having to listen to Al Franken for more than 10 seconds.
Yeah.
He had a whole show. It made my teeth itch.
Well, and you know, it's not only the message, but of course, you have to have talent to do talk radio to make it successful and engage people. What I would say about Al Franken, I watched him on Saturday night. I'm sorry, go ahead, Ty. Go ahead.
No, I'm just thinking, you know, you're thinking of Al Franken. Remember Alec Baldwin when he got on a radio show? Oh, you have to have some talent, too. You can't just have the right perspective. You have to have some talent. That's a talentless clown right there.
Yeah. No, I will give props to Al Franken. If you ever read his books, he's a funny writer. I mean, we may not agree with his politics, but I will say he's much more talented as a writer than being in front of the camera or behind the microphone, just to, you know, be forthright about my sense of his talent level. But as a senator, I'm not at all upset that he's no longer there in Minnesota.
Yeah, he's definitely a very talented writer. He's a very smart guy. Mm-hmm. But just as far as a radio personality or TV personality, horrible. Just hard to watch.
Stuart Smalley wasn't all that funny. I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to say it out loud right now. Listen, folks, we got a lot of healing to go, and we talk about healing on every level, physical, emotional, mental, economic, political, and especially spiritual, because really, as I've said, and the First Amendment is all about that freedom to believe as you believe, as long as you harm no one else in the process, and to live as you feel is right. You know, it's just such a fundamental freedom, yet it's being attacked by our friends, if I can call them that, on the religious left that believe in big government and big pharma as their church. And with that, it's break time. TMB, RSB, Super D, together again. Y'all check it out. Links are in the show notes at robertscatbell.com. A new picture with me and Ty Bollinger and Charlene, the beautiful one. And she's intelligent, too. And I stepped forward once again so I could look almost as big as Ty, because otherwise I'm a beanpole compared to him. Check out the picture in the show notes. Hey, when we come back, more about the truth about hemp, which we wrote about extensively in Unlock the Power to Heal as well.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're easing into this radio thing. We're back at it, and you know, I was just thinking about this, but when we moved, Ty, we apparently sold or gave away all of our tables. My wife said, "I don't want any of our tables." I'm like, okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so we arrive here, it's like, well, what are we going to eat on? Well, here's a tray. Find a place to sit. Well, we haven't, I just set up a chair. Okay, I got it. So apparently we got this thing, their version of Craigslist here, that guy has a table. We're going to have a dining room table tonight after the show. So I'm very excited about that. The
very nice. Got to tell you, the simple things in life make you happy, right? Well,
right.
Good.
Little table action. That's
you deserve good. A table. The Bells deserve a table to eat on.
Yeah, so that's going to be great. Now, one of the things I would love to be able to eat is hemp from my backyard. Apparently, we can't grow it yet. So what do we do? We got to talk about hemp. We got to talk about the truth about hemp. There's a big article here at Natural Blaze talking about still big business not real thrilled about hemp and the truth about it and all the things it could do because it threatens a lot of industries even today. And, you know, as we were talking on the break briefly about this, because, you know, you brought it up. You talk about it in your lectures all the time. We wrote about it together. You've mentioned it in Cancer Step Outside the Box as well, the book. And, you know, they can't contain it, but one of the ways they have been able to is to limit access to the banking system if you're in the hemp business. And that's like the ultimate control.
It is. Yeah. All of the cannabis growers out there are cash only. And you just gave kind of a hint to people. And other people, they know that you moved somewhere out west and to parts unknown, but you said you can't grow it there. So you just ruled out Colorado. They know you don't live in Colorado now. So it's process of elimination. People are going to figure out where you're at.
Right. We passed through Colorado, did some broadcasts from there, but I didn't see any hemp fields there, and I didn't stop in one of those shops to get anything.
Okay.
But it was just, there was too much going on.
It's interesting. Yeah, I know. Moving, you know, y'all did a great job getting out there and not being stressed. You were just as cool as a cucumber, so. And moving can be stressful, but the author of this article is right. You know, this is big business, and hemp, cannabis was made illegal because of the competition with paper industry, with pharma. And we, Charlene and I talked about that this weekend up in Michigan at the conference. We had a lecture on cancer and a lecture on vaccines. During the cancer lecture, we did talk about hemp a little bit. One of the things that's a little bit off, though, that I disagree with this author, they said that hemp and cannabis are two different plants. They're not. Hemp is a variety of cannabis. It's all cannabis. The only difference is if it's cannabis sativa with low, almost no THC, then it can be called industrial hemp.
Right.
But then you also have cannabis sativa, cannabis indica, cannabis ruderalis. They're all strains of sativa that have more THC. So it's not really different plants. It's just different levels of tetrahydrocannabinol that is the stuff that makes you high. And the plants that are considered industrial hemp, they don't have the THC. So, but I mean, I'm nitpicking. I agree with the article premise.
You're doing the genus and species, right? It's going back to high school biology, I think, in this way. And I love that you're doing that. But I'm always intrigued. You know, every once in a while I ask you to bring out your accountant hat. You know, you're great with numbers and understand the concept of money. And I'm thinking, you know, what is the way out of this, right? Ron Paul suggested the Free Competition and Currency Act, which would allow you to decide what to use in terms of a means of exchange. Now, we see in the digital currency age a new thing that's kind of disruptive technology. You know, is there a way for the hemp farmers, the cannabis farmers, to participate in the economic system without being allowed into the Federal Reserve monopoly money system?
Well, I mean, I guess if they're using cryptocurrencies, maybe, but they're on a cash-only system right now. They're not really allowed to. I think that almost every business out there that I know out in the western states is cash-only. I'm not aware of any state that allows them access to the banking system. Unless am I wrong? Or are there some?
I don't think so. No, I think you're right. And this is why I see, you know, these emerging currencies, or even going back to, again, gold and silver. Some states have made that a legal tender again. Which is great. That could provide another option, but of course it's not the same flow. We have to utilize some technological outreach or going beyond the way that the Federal Reserve has that monopoly through the World Bank, IMF, all of that. The digital currencies tying into that still. And that to me is a restrictive enslavement to a system that is not free. It's not rooted in freedom. It's rooted in slavery. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree. It is, and I mean, the honest truth is that most of the things that we think that make us free actually make us slaves. It's the Hegelian dialectic, right? Not the Hegelian dialectic. It's the Orwellian doublespeak, right?
We think Orwellian doublespeak. Yeah. No, that's great. Most of the things we think make us free actually enslave us. Ty Bollinger, that's quotable. Steve Feld, if you're watching, do a cartoon with that quote from Ty Bollinger. I will post it on my wall. That was awesome. All right, we got to talk about cell phone tower radiation. Is that technology helping or hindering our cells to function normally? And what about the TSA engaging in spying?
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got it going on. CMB, RSB, and Super D. Sounds really good. I love the discussion we're having, not only on the air, but those of you watching on YouTube, get behind-the-scenes stuff that happened. And, you know, it's funny if you think about scripted television, Ty, like we talked about MSNBC or any of these things, heavily scripted. They're reading teleprompter. I mean, there are a few shows that are more engaging and entertaining that I'll watch because they're not scripted heavily. That, to me, is more interesting. But we are on the breaks, you know, and sometimes we'll chat about silly things. But a lot of times we're just carrying on the conversation about what we were talking about moments ago because we're very passionate about these things. It's not something we put on, pretend, when we go on the air.
Yeah, we do it. Do it on the air, off the air, whenever. Are we on the air now, by the way?
Yes, we're on the air.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to say hello to my sweetie pie, Charlene. She is upstairs in the football room listening to the show, and she emailed me and said she's listening. So, hey, sweetie.
Well, why isn't she watching on the YouTube, on that television?
She may be watching, but she's been working long, long hours.
Oh, I know she has.
So I think she's up there answering emails, and she's probably listening on her phone. So, love you, princess. See you in a little bit.
Yes, big hug, Charlene. It was so great to see you this weekend, and I can't wait to get together again. So thank you for all that you guys are doing. I'm so grateful for you. Now, let's talk about, let's see, you just traveled. I did, too. Fortunately, I didn't have any, what do you call those, probes going up places. You don't want to go from alien TSA agents. I got through it, and TMB, you guys hopefully did as well, but there is a story about TSA spying. I don't know. Did you see this, or is this up for Super Don to tell us about?
No, yeah. Super Don, welcome to join in, but I saw a little bit of the article. But Super Don, lead us off, because I know that you love the TSA just about as much as I do.
Where did you hear that?
Yeah, well, where else does he get his prostate examined?
I need to figure out what people are saying about me. I did not realize that. But, so the TSA, we've talked about the TSA off and on. I remember talking about the TSA way back in the Ron Paul days, right?
Yeah.
Back when you had the guy saying, you better not touch my junk or I'll have you arrested.
Yes.
That was quite the deal. And the TSA, they've been doing all this crazy stuff, stealing people's electronics and grabbing people where they shouldn't be grabbed and stuff. So they have a really bad reputation. But apparently there's this thing. I actually was not familiar with this until I read about it. Something called now there goes my computer.
Uh-oh.
Something called Under Quiet Skies.
Yeah.
And this is like a TSA tracking program.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're monitoring certain flyers who've been flagged as potential risk by a special computer program. And it's like a surveillance. And there's been a lot of people that are saying, look, this is, I understand we want to try and track down the bad actors, right? But what this Quiet Skies program appears to be doing is it's tracking just ordinary, innocent people and tracking what it is they're doing and flagging them as being people that they need to be concerned about.
Yeah, and here's
it's like a surveillance.
Yeah, it's a surveillance, but the things that they're looking for under quiet skies are mm-hmm. absurd, like excessive fidgeting or excessive perspiration. Well, I guarantee you they're tracking me now.
Right.
Or demonstrating a cold, penetrating stare. So if you fidget a lot, if you sweat a lot, or if you have a cold, penetrating stare and you're not smiling enough, then the undercover agent might be taking notes about you, and they may be starting to monitor you because of those absurd things to monitor.
Well, I think
because we all know that American citizens are a real danger to the country. I mean, how many dozens of attacks have we had on planes from American citizens over the last decade? None.
None. Yeah. And of course, there are no Americans that are fidgety or sweaty, right? So that would exclude all. Well, listen, there are ways to detect, unusual behavior. And I don't know if the TSA is learning yet from the Israelis. Because if you've ever flown in and out of Israel, dude, they can look at you, they can ask a couple of questions, and then move on. They know instantly almost who's a threat and who isn't. And so you don't take all this transportation security theater seriously. Right? Because it's like, if everybody's guilty, then what's the point? It's just not a system that I think a lot of people have faith in, other than to say, well, the Americans haven't done it, so let's target some more Americans, because they're definitely on the suspicious list if they fidget.
Yeah, and you just used the term security theater. That's exactly the term that the head of the TSA at LaGuardia told me a couple of years ago when I started discussing things with them. He said, man, this is all just theater. He said, we're not protecting anybody. And that was one of the top guys in the TSA there.
Wow.
And while they were interrogating me, and I started kind of calling to the carpet, and he said, yeah, you're right. It's all security theater.
Mm-hmm. TST, Transportation Security Theater. It's like Mystery Science Theater 3000. You remember that, Super Don? It's like it's science fiction. It's just
great show. Great show.
I remember MST 3000.
You do, yes. All right.
Yes.
So I don't know if they were suspicious at that time on that show, about the cancer link to cell tower radiation. I don't know if that was even an issue back then when that show was big. But apparently more and more research revealing the link between cell tower technology from 3G to 4G, now 5G, whatever that is. Again, I'm not saying I even know all of what it is, except it's fifth generation. And I am strategizing, as I always have, in ways to deal with what we can't control. I don't think we'll be able to stop it at this point unless oil runs out, and I don't think it's running out just yet.
You know, here's a problem, Robert, with this 5G. We know that cell phone radiation is causing cancer. We know EMR causes cancer. WHO declared that a couple years ago. 5G is already known to cause a whole bunch of health disturbances. We don't know if it causes cancer yet, but I'm sure that it does. But, I mean, we're talking about, you know, headaches, you know, insomnia. We're even seeing one area of England, they're seeing an increase in miscarriages and stillbirths and nosebleeds and so forth. So we're seeing almost immediate side effects, health disturbances from 5G. It probably is going to take a few years before we see the amount of cancer that it causes, but we're not going to see that immediately. So, again, one of the things that Dell said about vaccines, which I think would apply to the cell phone radiation as well, it's not proven safe. We are the big guinea pig right now. We're the guinea pigs when it comes to vaccines, and we're the guinea pig when it comes to radiation, especially this 5G.
I want all y'all to really take seriously. Again, there are a lot of different strategies out there. Some are hard to prove, you know, and there's not evidence yet. And some of them just make you feel better. But even that alone, if anything that takes you out of stress is going to be good, ultimately it's going to help a little, if not a lot. We talked about the Key Home and Key Me technology. I know, Ty, you're going to connect with our buddy Paul Bertier from Synergy Science. You'll be talking about it as well. Because if we can't stop these 5G towers happening every 100 yards or whatever they want to do, we've got to take more control over our home environment where we spend the most time, or if we have technology that we can travel with to minimize some of the damage. Like, you know, when we talk about eating organically grown foods, we know that that's not enough. I mean, there's so much we can't control, but every bit that we do does indeed reduce some of the risk, and that's helpful.
It does, and I think that with radiation, you're right, we're not going to be able to stop it. It's coming. We're going to be exposed to more and more. The best solutions are going to be those that help you to protect from it and or mask it, and I think that's where a lot of the technology is going, into masking, to where your body does not realize the radiation's there.
Yes, protect the cells that would normally be harmed by it. And there's a number of strategies out there. Like I said, I'm working with some as well. We've worked with homeopathic medicine. That's not protective in advance. That's working with cell damage and not trying to correct it as it happens. But if we can prevent the damage from happening or minimize it, that's already going to be good. Because it's not one thing, it's everything, right? We have resilience. God gave us an amazing ability to adapt to harsh environments, but man is doing his level best to just outpace the ability to adapt to it with everything they're throwing at us. Now, with these non-synergistic energies, these destructive energies, there's only so much we can take, evidence being more cancer, more neurological degradation, more autism in children. You name the chronic disease on the increase, it is not because man is smarter than God.
It's definitely not because we're smarter than God. We're being quite reckless right now, and you know, a lot of the like technological advancements are great, but there's always a flip side of the coin, you know. And so we're looking at cell phones. It's great to be able to talk on a phone anywhere, but the radiation ain't great. You know, it's great to have the ability to bounce all of these signals off of satellites, but the exposure to the EMR ain't great. You know, there's always a flip side of every coin, and I think a lot of times with the technology especially, we only see the good and we're not thinking about the potential risks down the road because, yeah. Hey, who doesn't want to be able to download 25 gigabytes per second? I mean, isn't that a necessity? I mean, you can't play games without it, right?
You know, Ty, and this is what I like to bring up at this point, because you talk about the instant access to information. I really believe on the downside of this technology and instant access for information is that we've downgraded our connection to the source of all sources as being important, as important. The more distractions we have, the less we say we need, I'm just going to say it's spirituality, because I know everybody's got their own beliefs about this. But I think that it's an artificial reality in context. It is cool. I like it. I'm not arguing against all of the wonderful things that have happened. Our ability to communicate to the world is based on some of this technology. So I'm not trashing it all. But there is an over-reliance on it that disconnects us from the source of all sources. Again, where we go aberrant. We go, oh my gosh, man is so awesome, so great, he'll figure it out. In the meantime, cancer's on the rise. Then we go back to man, the same men who destroyed our environment that caused the cancer, to create some kind of cure that is not a cure. It's more poison. You know what I'm saying?
I do. It reminds me of one of the things that we talked about in our lecture this weekend. I think it was the year 2011 that Kentucky Fried Chicken was the sponsor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Talking about somebody being involved with something that actually causes something. It's like, hey, you want more cancer? Go eat some more Kentucky Fried Chicken. They were the sponsor. So I'm with you 100%, man.
Yeah, so think about this, what I call a 360-degree viewpoint. That is not necessarily a mental construct. It is really having your entire radar system, whatever you call it, intuition, that gut feeling, that has to be part of all of the equation, not all mental body stuff. Mental body's great, but people worship the mind to their detriment ultimately. There's so much more than the mind, and being able to connect to that, that spirit, that's a communication tool that I don't want anyone to abandon because, hey, technology's so awesome, I have instant access to it all, who needs that? You'll find out who needs it in a pinch when the grid goes down. How connected are you to source, and do you know how to survive when that happens?
Couldn't agree with you more, Robert. Couldn't agree with you more. That's one of the reasons that, you know, both you and I love Mike Adams so much. Mm-hmm. So he's helping people to, you know, not only informing the truth about health and you know, being on the front lines, but, you know, a lot of his articles deal with, you know, what would you do if the grid went down, right? Are you able to survive? Are you preparing? And that's the message that we don't talk about enough.
Indeed. Well, we'll talk about it maybe a little bit more, how to survive the onslaught of vaccines, particularly. Yeah, let's sneak preview it. More information on the Gardasil shot. It's actually doing the opposite of what they claim it's doing. What is that? When we come back from this break with Ty Bollinger, we'll find out what it is. An extra bonus link next.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, upcoming events. We've got the Global Quest going to be re-released in October. Stick around here. We'll have updates as they become available to you. And a lot of folks are going to share it. I want everybody to share it. Also, we got the Trinity Conference, the Trinity Live Conference, which is the new version of the Health Freedom Expo. That is happening September 22nd and 23rd in Schaumburg, Chicago, Illinois, where Ty Bollinger and I first met when he ran in as I'm stalling the audience. He isn't here yet. And he ran in to do his lecture. It was an awesome first connection. Makes me happy thinking about it.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun. You're right. You were up there having to stall the audience for a couple minutes because the plane from San Antonio had been delayed. So, yeah, great first meeting.
Yep, and also we have a big event coming up in October back in Orlando, of all places. It's called the International Integrative Healthcare and Holistic Iridology Congress. I'll be speaking there, as will others. And check it out. Links are in the show notes. Go to more upcoming events, RSB events, and that's in the show notes each and every day or 6 days a week here. TMB, we've got one more bonus segment here, I would say, because I didn't have this as originally scheduled. But I'm looking at this, I'm like, dude, we got to cover this. Gardasil vaccine danger. Apparently a medical doctor in France, Dr. Gerard Delapine, an oncologist, published an analysis of the HPV vaccine Gardasil on his independent news site, on an independent AgoraVox, and it showed how increased rates of Gardasil vaccines are actually correlated with higher, not lower, higher rates of cervical cancer. You surprised?
No, not at all. You know, I interviewed a couple of ladies in the Truth About Vaccines that one of them had gotten the Gardasil vaccine and came down with cervical cancer afterwards. And it turns out that's not an odd occurrence. It's not an anomaly. It's actually pretty frequent to get the cervical cancer after the Gardasil vaccine. And in light of the fact that the HPV, right, the human papillomavirus, most of that, 95, 96, 97% go away without any kind of symptoms at all.
Yeah, and no intervention needed. I mean, the immune system of these, it just takes care of it.
Yeah. So in light of the fact that your immune system takes care of it almost all the time, it's absurd, isn't it? I mean, wouldn't you think that it's absurd to inject all of these teenage girls and boys now with a vaccine that can actually cause cancer and you know, much less other sorts of ailments, including death, right? One of the sad stories of the truth about vaccines, we got some footage from Vax of a teenage boy named Coulter, I believe was his name, and he died, about a year ago, if I remember correctly. He was a 13-year-old boy, had gotten the Gardasil vaccine, and was basically a quadriplegic after that, and was on a breathing tube, and he ended up dying, you know, a couple years after the vaccine. This is like a medical holocaust for our children. Where is the doctor that injected him with that Gardasil vaccine? Why is no one doing time for manslaughter or murder when it comes to our children that are dying from vaccines?
Ty, there's a lot of layers to this operation. You know, from a globalist perspective, I believe population reduction via altering the ability to procreate because it damages the ovaries. We've seen evidence of infertility rise with the introduction of this vaccine. I think also in terms of the sensitivity of certain children, right? We talk about the sensitivity of those in the autism spectrum. Dr. Bitar has talked about this at length. There's something special about these kids, and they are harming them on purpose. I'm not saying the average doctor or nurse that's doing that has any idea about that. But on some level, they're aware of the limitation of these children that are here to do some great things. And if they can get to them early enough with these vaccines, including Gardasil, they can stop it or slow it from happening.
Yeah, of course they're aware. Of course they are. Now, and you're right, not all of the pediatricians, not all the doctors are the bad guys and the bad gals. But certainly, people at the top know what's going on. There is an intentional, what would you call it, when you're eliminating genocide? No, it's not
genocidal. Certainly.
It's genocidal tendencies, certainly, at the top levels. There's no doubt that this is on purpose.
It's a slow, subtle kill, but it doesn't necessarily kill you outright. Some it does, but in many cases it puts enough chronic illness into you. Now, on another layer that's more practical in terms of money and business, it's about business, right? We got customers for life. Where else are they going to go? We don't let them go anywhere else. Except here.
Absolutely.
To go outside the box.
I was actually looking for eugenics. What it is.
Eugenics was the word, right?
Yep.
You're good on the words eventually.
Eventually. It takes me some time.
All right, Ty Bollinger, my buddy. Appreciate you so much. Look forward to seeing you soon. And obviously next week we'll be back going outside the box together. Thank you, Super D. Thank you to Kenzie on the board. Thank you to Jeffrey Jackson. And now, TMB, take it away. We got to let them know what they need to know because we got to go.
Always remember, folks, that the power to heal is yours.
That's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I weigh 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Ender 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.